Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on raising your fund. Smaller. Slower. Harder. Of course that's not what we're doing here, is it? We're raising your fund bigger, faster, easier. And in this track, we're going deep into a really, really, really powerful part of your preparation. The Black Book. And even though I joke about raising your fund smaller, slower, harder, I hope that you see that what we've been doing since the beginning of this masterclass is really honing in. And what does it take to go bigger, faster, easier? From the beginning, we really laid it up, didn't we? What does it take for you to win at this? How do you get highly systematic about the way you prepare to crush the capital raise? How do you go to market in a systematic way? Sourcing, process, close. What does it actually take to sell? Why do your investors buy? And how do you navigate their buying decision? That's the principles of capital raising. Then in track four, what did we do? That's right. We went deep into lead generating, saying, hey, it's not just about selling, is it? It's about finding your hungry buyers. Those people who don't need to be convinced of anything because they're hungry for what you do. The funnels, the qualifying. In the last track, what did we do? We said, hey, it's not just about selling, is it? Or helping people buy. It's showing up game ready. Who are you walking into the sale? How do you best prepare yourself for every single meeting? That is the four-step protocol. And I'm hoping that past me did a good job of walking you through it. Right, even though it was from a different program, as you saw, the context is very similar to this. What is the four-step protocol for showing up your absolute best? It's short and long-term preparation, isn't it? What's your intent? Who is the character? And I hope you did the work there building out the role models. Really figuring out what characters do you step into to show up your best? What about state? Which state? New York? California? No, your state. State of body, state of mind, flow state. And the tools that we'll be coming back to in the next track. And here in this track, yes, this is the present me. We're going to be touching on these topics of the four-step protocol as well. Because in the context of the Black Book, we revisit one of the notions we hit in track two of starting with you. Right? That's because crushing the capital raise isn't just about your firm. It isn't about how prepared you are to tell your story or to drive the sale and navigate the buying decision. It is about you, who you show up as, how prepared you are to walk in the room and perform your best. And that's the first section of the Black Book that will be covered in this track, starting with you. The second and third sections come back to, well, how do you best prepare yourself for the capital raise? All the way through this program, what have we been saying? In track two, what is the secret to this system for crushing your capital raise? That's right. It's the same as principle one of capital raising, isn't it? Preparation. And the Black Book is perhaps your Uber tool for preparing yourself. You remember back to the overarching system, the system for capital raising. The Black Book was in the first pillar for preparing, right? That's because, how do you prepare yourself for an exam? Just walk in there and just do it off the top of your head? Or do you step back? Go deep into your study materials. Review all of your study notes. Create a summary of ideas that you then review over and over again so you can step into your exam best prepared. And the Blackboard works exactly the same way. This is where you take your best ideas and you write them down. But you capture your absolute best ideas so that you can review them. You can rework them. You can get juicy in them and keep coming back to this over and over again. Just like that football team and their winning plays. Rehearsing your winning plays so you can step into your meetings absolutely your best prepared. And they're the second and third parts to the Black Book. Part two is where you capture your best ideas on your story, on your fund, on your obvious Q&A in this section two called Preparing Your Sale. Right, it's like a job interview. You know most of the questions you're going to get asked, or at the very least you can come up with a lot of questions you might get asked. Maybe you just sit back and think about it for a few minutes, but how would a pro do it? What does a professional football team do? They just kind of have their plays and they kind of know them. Or do they write them out and drill them over and over and over again? So for that job interview, to walk in your best prepared, isn't that what you would do? Write out your answers to their questions? You may not get asked those questions, but you know. Just from working in your absolute best ideas and your absolute best answers, you're best preparing yourself when whatever question comes your way to deliver your best response. That's part two, preparing for your sale. Part three, this comes back to the structure of the sale. Everything we've been doing in this program, how do you navigate their buying decision? How do you figure out what leads them to buy? What are their needs, wants, wounds? What are their emotional and logical drivers? What are their objections? And we'll be going deep into this in the next track, seven, on the capital raising protocol. Yet here in the Black Book, we're doing somewhat of a preview because we're capturing your ideas. So if you know that you need to walk in there and build rapport, how do you do that? What are some of your rapport stories? If you know you have to walk in there and push on their emotional drivers, what are some of those drivers? Right, it's always going to be the same one, so why not write them down in your Black Book and walk in there best prepared? What about some of your best-selling stories? What are those stories that best grab people and pull them into you? Write them in your Black Book. What about objections? Do you kind of maybe know what some of the objections are, or are they damn obvious? If you're a first-time VC or private equity fund, isn't the most obvious objection, we don't do first-time funds? Or we'll wait for you to come around your next fund. For a hedge fund, well, why don't you get a year of performance under your belt and then come back and see us? Isn't that the most obvious objection? Yet how many managers step back and write out their best answers? Some of them have great answers, but most of them just stumble their way through. And very few step back and write up their absolute best answers. So when you step into your meeting, you are your absolute best prepared. This is the purpose of the Black Book. In the section three, the structure of the sale, you're writing out your absolute best ways of navigating their buying decision. In part two, preparing your sale, you're writing out the obvious Q&A, your story, your elevator pitch. Part one, starting with you. How do you best prepare yourself to walk in there and drive your capital raise? Bigger, faster, easier. Using the Black Book. So let's go deeper.